It's Warriors game day on a Saturday here in Philadelphia, and the Warriors with a unique situation in the morning, having to do a shoot around at Temple University here in town as the Philadelphia Flyers of the NHL are taking on the Calgary Flames at the Wells Fargo Center before Sixers Warriors tonight. Here is what Coach Kerr talked about after shoot around.
I think young players and young teams can kind of have breakthroughs. And I think that may have happened for Philadelphia, honestly. When we saw Embiid last week, he didn't have a great game. He struggled a little bit with turnovers, and I thought we did a decent job on him. But you can see his growth from one game to the next. And what he did in L.A. was terrifying. And it's fun to watch his growth and Simmons and their organizations. Such a great franchise, a historic franchise in the league, and what I want more than anything is for those guys to stay healthy and keep going. It's great for the city, and it's great for the NBA.
Do you go back to frustrating him the same way, like the guy on Simmons?
Yeah, I mean, you have to help. It's just the problem is that they've got good shooters out there with Covington and Redick, and so you got to come at opportune times. We did a good job of that last game, but they're going to be more prepared for it tonight. And we've got to be ready for their counters to our defense.
What were your biggest takeaways from watching the Boston film?
We weren't poised. We didn't play through contact. We know people are going to come after us, be physical, try to get underneath us, literally and figuratively, get under Steph and under KD. So I didn't think we executed well. We missed a million box outs. And so, to play a game on the road against a great team, you can't make those kind of mistakes.
How effective is your preparation tonight? I know the hockey game, the floor won't be ready.
It's a weird day. Totally affects our pregame shooting with our young guys. We can't get on the floor until like an hour later than normal. And so the old guys will get preference on the shooting times. Younger guys, they may have to adapt a little bit. We'll figure it out.
As someone who coaches excellent shooters, what have you seen from Robert Covington this season when you've game planned for him?
Just great shooter. He's getting more open looks than ever before because they're healthy, because he's playing with Ben Simmons and Redick. I think Redick helps Covington immensely because of all of his cutting off the ball. And JJ draws a lot of attention with his cutting, and then that leaves Covington open on the weak side. And then you got Simmons and Embiid. You got great talent. You got to pay attention to those guys. So, yeah, it's a really nice fit. He's made a nice career for himself, signed a new contract. It's awesome.
There's always comparisons made when you play against either coaches or people who have come from the Popovich camp. Do you think that there's, at this point, there's so many people that have come from the Popovich camp. Do you still think that there's anything to be made from, like, the similarities between the coaching styles, like, for example, for you and Brett?
Yeah, I mean, Pop obviously has a huge coaching tree. And I think the style of play that you're seeing around the league, it reflects Pop in many ways. You'll see Philadelphia and us doing a lot of similar stuff tonight. Brett and I both learned a lot of that stuff from Pop. We saw Boston the other night. They're playing a similar style, even though Brad Stevens isn't a Pop disciple. You can see Pop's influence on the way teams play.